till 4, afternoons with Dennis Walter.
It is 1:06, shortly talking photography. Thank you to Glenys, or Glenys, who has sent in an email to me. I have a neighbour who writes to a friend in Sydney. We're talking about letter writing or communicating with modern technology. Writes to a friend in Sydney every day, even though she's in her late 70s, and also a lot of letters being dropped into the wrong letterboxes. So it's not just happening, or it hasn't just been happening to me. 1:07, Shelton Mueller, good afternoon to you.
Hey, g'day Dennis.
From Total Image magazine?
Yes, absolutely.
And I noticed in all those things that you get dropped in your letterbox, all the junk mail, a lot of cameras, like 6 megapixels, 7 megapixels, 8 megapixels, all for cheap prices.
Yes, incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
But you don't really need that. You need certain things that you require from a camera.
Absolutely.
I don't think most people realize what they do need.
A common question when people go into a photo retailer to buy a camera is, how many megapixels is it? As you know, we are beyond that now.
And none of us know what it is anyway.
It's some gauge by which we think a camera's quality can be measured, but it isn't really about that at all. In fact, in some cameras, the more pixels you have can actually degrade the quality, because what happens is that the sensors in these smaller cameras are very small, and the more photo sites, which is what produce the pixels, that you jam or cram into a sensor, the more noise can often be created in a picture, which makes it a little more grainy. So let's not worry about the pixels. Let's make sure that the camera you buy is one you're happy with.
Okay, people will have a variety of photos in their cameras at the moment. They'll have maybe from a Christmas party, maybe from Christmas Day, kids opening presents, etc., New Year's Eve, holidays. What are some of the ways to sort of compile them and have backup copies and all that sort of
thing? Yeah, which it's a great question, because that should be
done.
Thank you, Sheldon. No, it's a very appropriate question, because we tend not to take care of our photographs now. We used to treasure them more when we took fewer of them. I think that's just human nature. Now that we can just bang away and take as many, we don't treasure them. But there should be things that you do. Naturally, take your card out of your camera, put it into your computer, get it backed up to CD or DVD, which is probably going to have to be the case now, because we have larger memory cards that won't fit on CDs anymore. And we usually wait till our cards are full often before we'll download them to CD. So that's what we should use quality discs and back them up as often as possible, because our hard drives are corruptible and we can often lose images. I'm sure there's a million stories out there of that happening. I know I've heard a few. But there are so many ways that we can use our photographs now also. Naturally, prints are so cheap now. When I was a 17-year-old working at Fletcher's Photographics in Elizabeth Street in 1980...
We can't go back that far.
That's a long way back, yes. We advertised with glee that we had prints that, you know, you could get prints made for 29 cents. And this is 27 years ago. But now, of course, we've got 10-cent, 12-cent, 15-cent prints. And we're not, you know, as avid about printing as perhaps we should be. So make prints. And there's other things that you can do, too. Now, when my son and I got back from Canada last year, I went down to a photo retailer and made a book right there, right then, of our favorite photographs from the trip.
How do you do that?
You just simply go. Well, this was done at Camera House in Lonsdale Street.
Right.
And you basically walk in with your disc of favorite images or the memory card from your camera, and they have kiosks now. You put your pictures in to the kiosk. It designs it for you. It collages it for you. It resizes it for you. You can adjust images, make them color, black and white, and then basically say, yep, that's what I want. Come back in an hour, and you have a bound book with your images all printed out and bound. It's fabulous.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's really great, because rather than getting prints, buying a photo album, and then putting them all into an album painstakingly, you can do it within the course of, you know, your lunch break, and then pop back, well, an hour later or the next day or whenever, and have a book ready for you to take home. The great thing about it is that it's designed in such a way so that the photographs are different sizes, they collage together nicely, you turn the page, everything is beautifully presented, and it's not an expensive option. And certainly you could do one of those very easily for every holiday or every special event and not spend a lot of money, but have things people like to look at and that you like to
get out and have a look at as well.
Any questions about photography, here's the man to answer your question, 96900-693, Shelton Mueller from Total Image Magazine. And where do people get the magazine, just out of interest?
There are two versions of the magazine, Total Image, which is the generic version, and you can get that from participating retailers. You can get the Camera House version, which is known as Better Pictures, from all Camera House stores, and it's free. Walk in there and ask for it.
Now, this concept of getting the book, is it just at Camera House stores?
No.
Or most places where you get photos done?
No, many places will have kiosks. There are different companies, naturally, which offer different bookmaking services, but the one that I used was at Camera House, because of course they love me and I love them, but they're
a big love fest.
Yeah, oh, it's just, yeah, we've gone way, we're hippies, but we're, I know them there, and I wanted to actually trial this particular, you know, piece of software and the printing, but there are many places that you can go for different services. I think Harvey Norman offer a similar service, and there would be many other photo retailers which have bookmaking services on the spot.
Is this younger generation going to end up photoless?
It's a thought. It really is. I think it's interesting you mention this. While I was driving in, I was thinking of the value of photographs, knowing that we were going to be talking about that today. I was at a funeral recently, and the service ended with a slideshow, a digital slideshow that was done of the lady who had died, who was a good friend of mine's mum. And she was very conscious to have photographs taken during her life, but naturally there would be only a few remaining necessarily of all those that were taken. The few photographs that represented her life that were presented were invaluable. There was one photograph, for instance, of her as a young woman serving in Egypt or Algiers during the Second World War. And it was only one photograph, but it gave us a place, a time, a person, an event, a context. And it was so important years, like decades later. This generation is taking photographs, you know, with greater ease. We value them less because we see them on the spot, and we literally
know what you've got now, don't you?
And that's
immediately.
That's a great thing.
Fabulous.
That's a
not
great.
Not like the old box brownie.
But we treat them with less respect, little knowing that in years to come, that moment will be valuable to you and to others. So that's why we should be storing them, printing them, taking care of them, and showing them respect as we take them, and of course as we deal with them later.
14 past one, lots of callers. We'll take a couple before the break. Rosalie, you're first.
Good afternoon, Shelton.
Hi, Rosalie. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a Panasonic camera with a 2-inch, about a 2-inch screen at the back.
Yes.
When you go outside, the sun reflection, even though it's on its lowest level of light, I believe there's some little sort of hood you can get to go over that. Do you know of that?
Yes, you can. I don't know how well they work, to be quite honest, Rosalie. Often the problems with screens is simply you've got a problem with very bright sunlight, and of course a little screen combating to reflect against that or shine against that. You can, I mean, use your hand just as well as you could little hoods, but I often do that myself, just in a very, you know, bright situation. Often I'll just find a shady tree and have a look at a picture if I really, really need to. But I think those little things, to be quite honest with you, are more hassle than they're worth from conversations I've had with people who've had them.
Okay, then no point in that then.
It wouldn't be something I'd rush out and buy, to be honest with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rosalie. Hi, Liz.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got a camera in my little Telstra phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken quite a few photographs, and I went to get some printed. And what my request is for from the little phone is for Bluetooth.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, Bluetooth is a means of transferring images wirelessly from your phone to whatever you're sending it to. In this case, it would probably be a photo kiosk, and many photo kiosks do have Bluetooth facility now. So you need to activate the Bluetooth facility on your camera. The kiosk will recognize it and will usually automatically just download straight from it.
Do you pay for that?
No, it's part of the download process.
Setup.
Yeah, it's part of the process for the kiosk to actually receive your images.
And you've only got to turn it on your phone, Rosalie?
That's what I can't do.
Ah, okay.
Have you got your manual?
Yeah. Doesn't say anything about it.
Maybe it doesn't have the facility. You're sure that your camera... Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It asks, you know... And I get right through all the procedures to install Bluetooth, and then I'm blocked out for some unknown password.
Ah, Liz, I'd head down to a Telstra store. I would do that. I've done that in times past with Telstra technology that I've been, you know, having difficulty with, and they've always helped me.
Great, because I'm too old to know all this stuff.
Well, you'll know after you've done it. So
I will.
It'll be worth doing.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Brian, hello. Your question for Shelton Mueller.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dennis and Shelton. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brian.
Dennis, your previous guest, the lady was trying to download some photos from off her mobile phone.
Yeah.
And talking about Bluetooth. When they're asking for a password, unless it's already been preset, the password will generally be 4 zeros.
Yes, you're right.
And then she can go through and reset her own if she wants to later on.
I think I've actually been through that. Thank you, Brian. Try the 4 zeros to our previous caller who was worried about getting the phone to open up the Bluetooth. Brian, you're a good man. And he's gone. 22 past. Alan.
G'day, Shelton and Dennis. Good afternoon to you both.
G'day, Alan.
I'm looking at replacing my old digital camera. I'm going overseas in May. Is it worthwhile waiting to get the duty-free camera or is you get some good deals locally? And what sort of cameras do you think I should be looking for? I don't know anything in flash. Somebody's going to give a good shot from my overseas trip and somebody with a reasonably good zoom.
Yeah, look, I would always... Sorry, Alan. Sorry, mate. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. I would certainly suggest, to be honest with you, you buy the camera before you leave and get used to it.
Yeah, get familiar with it.
Yeah, because you're not going to save a tremendous amount of money on the duty-free part of it. But to be, but knowing your camera before you leave, not having to deal with a new thing, with new menus, new systems, new technologies, while you're actually on a holiday will save you, well, the hassle of any money that you might have saved. So I would get something before you go. And certainly, are you wanting something pocket-sized, or you don't mind carrying something a little larger? What are you used to using?
Pocket-sized would be better. If
yeah.
If you could get something pocket-sized, I'd appreciate that.
You can get some fabulous little cameras now, which have great zooms, you know, 7x, 10x zooms that are very small. One that comes to mind, I think, is the Ricoh R7, which has a 7x zoom. The equivalent of, say, a 28 to 200 in old 35mm talk.
That was the Ricoh?
Caplio R7. And there are others like it that will give you a pocket-sized camera, but will give you a lot of zoom as well. Have a talk to your retailer. Don't get caught into, as we've discussed earlier, the pixels question, because that's an old issue. It's a non-entity anymore. But have a look at cameras that, and there are several that will give you an excellent photograph, easy to use, but are pocket-sized with good zooms.
And the pixels, roughly, what would you suggest?
I think that one is about a 7, but again, I wouldn't worry about it these days. We're well past concerning ourselves with pixels. Any camera now will produce an image probably better than any 35mm counterpart years ago.
All right, thank you, Alan. Good luck. What if you do buy a camera overseas? What happens with warranties and things back here?
I think it will vary from company to company, but a lot of Australian companies won't honour the warranty to the same degree.
Margaret, hello.
Oh, hello. My father was a keen photographer in the 1950s and 60s, and I've got a lot of his cameras and camera equipment that he had, and I'd like to know, would anybody be interested in buying that sort of thing nowadays?
If they did, it would be purely for nostalgia and collection, because these days film is not something that, you know, people are using, you know, in their own photography.
Should Margaret be whacking that on eBay?
I would suggest that she do something like that, because there's international market on eBay, and markets overseas are perhaps more interested than Australians. Australians are very, we're early adopters technologically, and we just quit old technology. That's our way here. But there are a lot of people internationally who are looking for collections of old camera gear. So try that, perhaps.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret, for your call. 96900693. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Dennis and Sheldon.
Hi, Catherine.
The last but one caller made me laugh because he said he has an old digital camera.
Yes.
Yes, it's sort of a contradiction.
It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Well, we haven't got one. I wouldn't even know how to use one. But what we don't have a camera at all at the moment. It's working.
Right.
The question I wanted to ask you was, well, for a start, my two of my grandsons are over in Thailand, and they had their digital camera stolen. There's nearly 500 photographs in it.
Oh.
So that's one thing against a digital camera.
Because either
36 or whatever.
But if you keep saving them, though, backing them up to computer or putting them on a CD or a DVD, you can get around that problem.
You had it stolen on the last day of his holiday.
It's not the loss of the cameras, it's the loss of the photos you hate so much.
Exactly. So what I wanted to ask you, Sheldon, is that we have a Canon, a beautiful Canon, which did take the most fabulous photographs. Do you know we paid nearly $3,000 for it?
Yeah.
It was about 20 years ago, perhaps, or maybe a bit more. And, you know, you wouldn't pay that now, would you?
No, you do in the pro era of the Canon cameras, but as you always did, but, yes.
And anyway, we've got the camera, and it's got all the lovely lenses and everything on it, but the, I don't know how you describe it, the actual body, the big part of the heavy part of the camera isn't working. So we've actually got a Ricoh as well, but I'll ask you about that, but I'll try to be quick.
So you're looking for some way to fix that camera?
Well, I wondered if should I fix it? My husband thinks it's absolutely phenomenal, this camera. Is it worth... It's got to have a new camera part, I suppose.
I would suggest that you give a place called Camera Clinic a call. They're in Easy Street in Richmond. Easy Street, Collingwood, sorry.
You're looking for Easy Street all along.
I know.
Where is it?
I know. I keep picking on them for the name. They've gone over to Easy Street. Give them a call. They're a place called Camera Clinic. The phone number eludes me momentarily. But,
Camera Clinic.
And they are Canon and Nikon specialists. They will give you the most honest opinion as to whether the camera can be repaired or should be repaired. But if your husband loves it, there's no reason it can't be. It isn't still valuable as a piece of photographic equipment for him personally.
Camera Clinic in Easy Street in Collingwood. Kathy, hi.
Good afternoon, Dennis and Shelton. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Well, thank you.
That's good. I just had a question regarding photographs and how to get them onto a digital format with with the highest resolution or detail.
Right. Now, you've got you're talking about negatives or transparencies
negatives. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, there are ways of doing that. In fact, there are so many services available, even at your local retailer, for getting them scanned. If you take them to a good camera store and tell them that you want to have high resolution scans made, it's not expensive. There's also a company in Sydney called OzScans, OSCANS, OzScans, who do bulk scanning at excellent prices for people in your situation. OSCANS, OzScans.
OzScans.
Mm. Give them a try. I've used them and I'm very, very happy with them.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. Shelton, the Total Image magazine, available at retailers, also available at Camera House Stores.
Camera House Stores as Better Pictures.
Better Pictures, good to see you.
You too, mate.
We'll
thank
do
you.
It again.
Yeah, you. I hope so.